Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
The people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening the life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
It's worse. The power is in you. All this authority has been vested in you.
With the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Bologna Family, every Sunday
at 8:30 GMT
at the Tree of Life Service, Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
This is an excerpt of the Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche.
Killing the flesh is not putting this body in agony. That is not killing the flesh. That's not the essence of killing the flesh. Killing the flesh is actually accepting everything that the spiritual realm of God has put in there as yes. You endorse and practice as yes. That means you have put the body of sin to death. You have put the body of flesh to death. That is when you practice it for a while, you live in a realm of translocating. And that is why sometimes it will even become difficult for death to host you. Why? Because you are already dead, so there's no point death hosting you. Until the time. It's an understanding, a deeper understanding of what it means. So you become born again. That is not, you are not done. There is a work in Christ to bring you to the finished prophecy of Christ, which is what? Mortality will be swallowed up by immortality, and then victory of death will come, and then you will walk and do everything like Christ. You eat like Christ, you do everything like Christ. So today they call you gods when they look at you in the spirit, but when they look at you physically, they associate you with human being. Why? Because of your body. So you're a function of two states. You have a body that functions like a human being, so you express his weakness on earth. But you are a spirit being inward. So that's what the Bible says. It is not the outward that determines your Jewish state, but it is your inward that determines your Jewishness to Christ. Now, are you understanding this one? Simple like that. It is teaching that causes you to triumph in Christ. The teaching, the accurate teaching of God's word, that's what makes you. So now on earth, as we are born again, we have received our spirit, and we have received eternal life from Christ to make our spirit eternal and our soul also eternal, that we will no longer go to the abyss with our bodies, the new one we shall receive. We are supposed to qualify for it. So we are supposed to walk through and develop the character and the charisma of Christ.
Light the world with the word of life, word of life.
Welcome to the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche, the prelate of the Worldwide Word Ministries, the Hill City Church, and the John Anoche Ministries. I'm Apostle Chris Bidem, and I'm here live in the studio with the anointed prophet of God. Let's hear prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your mercies and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for another day to hear your word. Father, we humble ourselves before you. Receive your word with meekness. We thank you, Father, that we're blessed and built up by your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As usual, it's a joy to come your way. I want you to kindly get ready with your notebooks, your Bibles. Be ready to take down some notes, because a man of God, apart from being a prophet of God, is also a teacher of the word. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, the Lord General.
Yes, good morning, Apostle.
Man of God, today we're all ears. We are just waiting to hear what the Holy Spirit has for us today. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Rebetu Vasaliba Kasita Namasku Prahishke. Let the name of Jesus be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
We pray by the power of the Spirit of God that everybody is settled in his spirit or his spirit to receive from the Lord honor and glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Let the spirit of glory fall upon you wherever
Amen.
You are.
Amen. Thank you,
In Lord. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Son of God. I bless God for your life. I honor God for your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, when you hear God, you teach what he wants you to teach.
Mm.
There are people who teach according to their office disciplines or their office instructions, what mm-hmm. they deem fit. But if you are a teacher of the, of the Spirit, and you hear the Lord,
mm.
it's difficult for you to teach what you want.
Okay.
You teach what the Lord wants. And I think that becomes the difference.
Mm.
And not the difference that, it sets you apart and all of that, but it is the agenda of God, is in the fulfillment of the agenda. God wants his people to know something.
Mm. A word in season.
Yes, he wants them to know something. He wants them to know his agenda.
Mm.
Remember, in this country, I started talking about the agenda of God.
Yes.
In this season, I started talking about all eschatological events and things that will be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a lot of people have been enlightened to see and hear the things that are unfolding that indicates that these things are actually here. Amen.
Amen.
The signs and symbols of them. Remember that there was a word about the fact that there are a certain group of people in that generation who have entered the earth. And these are born of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit that they carry for the assignment upon them has entered the earth.
Sure.
This is when, like, John the Baptist enters the earth realm. The guy has been born already. He's been raised already. But he attains certain age and he's baptized with the spirit for his assignment.
Yes.
So the spirit of Elijah and power of Elijah will rest upon him for him to begin the assignment for the Lord. And this is what I'm talking about. The spirit for the assignment will enter. When they enter, the spirit enters. No games, no gimmicks, nothing. It's all about the agenda of God. It even shapes everything about your life. It shapes even the way you look. It shapes the things you wear. It shapes everything. You begin to know everything that Jesus wants you to do. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
You live a consecrated and a divine life. Amen.
Amen.
And so the people begin to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
There's tremendous and intense love for the people of God.
Hallelujah.
And for the brethren and the saints in general. So this is what Jesus is doing. And that is why he asked us to teach these things about the 11th hour generation, who they are, what they must do, and all of that. And I've always thought about the 11-hour generation, that you will not be able to stop them.
No.
Okay, you will not be able to stop them. Okay, you can only join the train.
Hallelujah.
You can't stop them. Mm. There's enough power.
Power.
Tremendous power. So much so that people begin to talk about the fact that this power is not from God.
Mm.
Because they have seen so much power.
Yes.
Now, when you see so much power, that's why you give thanks to God.
Hallelujah.
Because Satan can't do so much power.
He can't do it.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he has some power,
but
his power is not like the Holy Ghost power, because Satan has an angelic power, which was not taken. But Satan cannot own the Holy Ghost power.
No, no, no.
The refreshing power that helps people.
Mm.
Satan can't help anybody.
No.
Satan cannot support people. He can't help people. He only kills people.
Mm.
Jesus actually, spoke about his methodologies. He spoke about his practice, he spoke about his function, who is he, who he is. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the Bible says that the guy is deceptive. He's deceiving everybody. That is his agenda. He doesn't have time to come and all of those things. When the Bible talks about the signs and all of that, the shadow that he's talking about, people don't understand what the signs means.
Mm.
Okay. In actual fact, the sign and the wonder he shows is using institutions to do those things. Okay, that something comes and there's a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
There is something he's using to do that.
Mm.
So it's not a miraculous sign and power. That is not the case. All right. Yeah, so that is what people must understand.
Mm.
Yes, and then be blessed by that. That is why we talked about the 11th hour generation. That is why we talked about their purification. We talked about the components in the Bible that represent their sanctification, their purification, and their being set apart.
Okay.
And that also represents the anointing of God upon them. Because when they are set apart, it is for them to be sanctified or anointed for the work of the Lord that they are being called into. That is what it is. So if you are in this last day generation, that God has actually called you by name, embark on the call of God. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart.
Yes.
Seek the Lord.
Seek
the Lord. Seek the Lord, and he will use you. Amen.
Amen.
You can find a mentor who is in that kind of state, who is in that kind of alignment, so that you seek the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And you will be found of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And let the name of Jesus be glorified by those three hands.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
By the power of the Spirit of God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So that is what it is. And as for what the Lord Jesus, you know, is doing, and, you know, the surge of power and miraculous healings and opening ears, deaf ears, and all of that. It's and life, you know, those is Jesus Christ expressing his you know, his kindness, his compassion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unto his people. So they keep their money for hospital.
Yes, we appreciate you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and praise him for what he's done. That's all. Now, what comes about this is the intimacy with the Lord. Now, the intimacy has levels, okay? Now, there are levels of intimacy. There is a kind of intimacy that comes out of... They are all sparkled by consistency in what you're doing. But there is a level where you need to be meditating and praying all the time. But there is a level where people have invested the power of God so much in their life that the meditation is a revelational meditation. This is what I'm saying. This meditation, remember, like I've taught about the levels of meditation. And there was one type of meditation which a man sits right now, like as we sit, and, you know, just think on God. Okay, meditate on the goodness of God. And think on even the promises of God for the people of God. And it's not even looking into the Bible, but it's looking into the revelation of God's word. All right? That you may have received or you're about to receive or something. And then you switch moods. You switch from being your ordinary self into a supernatural self. Then the possibilities of God start happening.
Wow.
People may not see you fast. They may not see you pray like the way, you know, you used to. But you don't joke with the meditation. And your worship, you know, the act of worship. It may just be a minute, but you check in into... So you begin to... You begin to feel God's heart. You begin to know his heart. You are known of him. You understand? Yes, you are known of him. That is the difference, Apostle. Wow. That is the difference. Yes. That's when people can begin to feel and experience the power of God in their lives. Wherever they are, they begin to experience the power of God in their lives. But for us, that we have to build that alignment. We must be consistent in the prayer and meditation and all of that. There are certain kind of realms and levels that you get to in that dimension that when you, you know, it demands intercession only. It demands intercessions only. But the others that are coming, like that have, the spirit has been formed to a level, they must form to the full and function in it. Those are the people that encourage to pray consistent and meditate consistently. For certain doors around them, it must open for them. That's what it means.
Wow. So when a season where the Lord is ready to admit people into higher realms of the Spirit.
Yes, he stretched forth his hands. He's waiting for them. He's actually waiting. It's like time is really up. Yes. We've entered in December, but when we entered into this dimension, if you've noticed, the whole of the year, anytime I talk about up to November. Up to November.
Yes.
Because it wasn't my talk. It was what he was telling me. And when we entered the in the season, he was announcing unto me about a new dimension.
Mm.
A new dimension of his power and glory.
It's evident now.
That we have entered.
Mm-hmm.
A new dimension. And when we enter into the new dimension, this is a wild experience.
Mm.
And this is a release of power. This is the time of alignment, serious alignment. Serious alignment to the details of heaven.
Mm.
What heaven thinks about the earth and what heaven is doing about the earth. What God is moving to do upon the earth realm. Men on earth will pick the signals of his mind. Exactness of his mind. Not even, and then replicate the same thing on earth. So that is where the men become dangerous. They become like, you see them as, you know, replicating God on earth realm. Like, you know, Paul said, imitate me as I imitated Christ.
Yes.
That's what it begins to happen. And then that is when persecution also begins to kind of rise, yes. Because people think about the impossibilities rather than the possibilities of God. Yes. And, you know, as though God can do it. They claim God can do it, but God is not the one doing it. Okay, so who has become a representative of God in communication, that God will have to consult you before he does what he's doing. I hope you understand.
Yes.
So it is actually prideful and carnality. Mm-hmm. It doesn't build unto faith.
Mm.
That is what it means. Yes. But we give God the praise and honor. Amen.
Amen.
So that's it. So my profound and scripture, like about the, you know, the feet that is being formed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, like when we go to the book of, I think 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12, thereabout. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And where he began to speak about the body, that from the verse 12, where he says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, of that one body, being many, are one body.
Yes.
So also is Christ. So he's talking about the unification of the body.
Mm.
Okay. And then he talks about, for by one spirit, we were all baptized into one word, body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or what free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
Yes, sir.
One spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. The body of Jesus is not one member, but many.
Many members.
Yes. Now, there are divisions and, and people must understand this fact.
Mm.
All right? There are divisions. Whether slaves or free have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, their body is not one member, but many.
Mm-hmm.
If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand.
Mm-hmm.
So the foot is part of the body.
For sure.
But the foot is actually the ending part of the body to the feet.
Yes.
Okay. You know, onto the ground.
The ground, yes.
Because I'm not a hand, I'm not of this body. Isn't it therefore not of the body?
Is it therefore not of the body? Yes.
Yes. Is it therefore not of the body?
Mm-hmm.
And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye,
where would be the
smelling, right?
The hearing.
Where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in one body, in the body, just as he pleased.
For sure.
Okay. And if they were all one member, where would the body be?
Mm.
So the fact that, you know, we are several, you know,
different members.
Okay, we preach the same Jesus.
Yes.
And we must love the same, we must love each other.
Mm.
We can do corrections according to the word of God.
Yes.
Not according to our carnal mindsets, but according to the word of God. So that we are brought on track and revival sparkles.
Yes, sir.
But we are one body. But different members.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And if you are different members,
they work together.
Mm.
Like, do you understand?
Yes.
The Bible talks about submitting to one another
mm-hmm.
in the fear of the Lord. They work together. It's not a one big empire. It's not one time empire.
Mm.
Because their chambers, they are like body, the body, there's places, it's linked together with joints.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the joint, the way they link together,
mm-hmm.
you see that the veins and the sinew tissues, everything, you know, that one is straightforward. But the bone inside joined together
mm-hmm.
in a joint.
Yes.
And you see the bone come to a bone, and mm-hmm. there's some kind of wiry substance joints, inside and all of
yes,
that. But it flows, yes, mm-hmm. the ligaments. Thank you. That is how you need to sit down and draw the part of the body
mm.
and see the joints, how they join together. It's about respecting and adhering to each of the ministries that God has sent
mm.
onto the earth realm. The various giftings of Jesus that he has given unto men on earth. He says, when I'm lifted, I give gift unto men. And this is actually a different gift from the one that the Holy Spirit supplies. Okay, this gift is talking about the one that establishes the offices mm-hmm. of his servanthood, okay, or his governorship,
mm-hmm.
okay, his administrative, you know, for his administrative purpose, where there's order and decency. Do you understand? He talks sure. about it. Then the Bible says, and if the eye, okay, I got to, yes, and the eye cannot say
okay,
to the
21.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, mm-hmm. nor again the head to the feet.
Mm-hmm.
The head to the feet, I have no need of you.
Mm-hmm.
So the head has a relationship with the feet.
Sure.
Already in the Bible, he talks about the fact that you know, the heavens are the abode of God. The earth is his footstool. He talks about he is the head.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day generation is the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he will use the feet to step upon the head of the devil. And I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seems to be weaker are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so which part of the body seems to be weaker? Obviously not the legs. Because the legs are the ones who do the dirty jobs. You walk on the ground with mm-hmm. your leg. The dust comes from the ground to your feet. Sometimes when you take your bath, you wipe your body with your towel. Sometimes you don't want to wipe there with the vital part of your towel, you know, like, you know, because you feel that is the one that does the dirty work.
Mm.
So the Bible talks about the weaker here doesn't mean the weaker in terms of its flexibility. He's talking about weaker in terms of the works, the dirty works,
mm.
unrecognized works.
Okay.
Do you understand the point?
Sure.
Oh, the feet, you know. The feet is, you know, it's dirty. Mm. The feet is the place that the feet doesn't experience any feces. But because it's used to step on the ground, you know, the feet becomes hard, the feet smells. Like, you see all kinds of things with the feet.
Mm.
But God has placed the feet on the footstool, and the footstool is the earth. And he says, that place is, he bestows honor. So it seems that members of the body that we don't even honor, mm-hmm. he said that those are the places he bestowed honor.
Yes.
And Jesus performed a miraculous cleansing to the feet, where he used his disciples, the 12 of them, to represent the entire body of Christ.
Mm.
Because the 12 disciples, the Bible said, they sit upon thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Yes. But when he talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, he's not just talking about physically tribes of Abraham. No, he's talking about all the dispensation of Christ.
Okay.
Including the church. We are talking about the New Testament here.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, you will sleep and wake up, and you will inherit your inheritance
mm-hmm.
by sitting upon the thrones.
Yes.
And somebody will say, okay, they will sit upon the thrones of the children of Israel according to their tribes. No, this is not the case. If you check, you will see that Judah mm-hmm. was actually the one that selected kingmakers.
Yes.
Selected the leaders of the tribes. Mm-hmm. Judah.
Yes.
So if Jesus was going after each of the tribe, then he would have gone to Asher to select the leader of Asher. He would have gone to, do you understand? But that was not the case. You see two brothers in one team, three brothers in one team, and they are going to sit on thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you something.
Yes.
The election is coming from.
Spiritual something.
Yes, it's a spiritual representation. Mm. You need to understand it. This is a very profound thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's something called the composition of the 24 elders.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come there later on to teach about who they are, what their representation
is. Like you
find
in the book of Revelation?
You find in the book of Revelation, yes. It must appear in, the similitude must appear in the temple before it can find relevance in the book of Revelation. But once it's mentioned in the book of Revelation, it caps the revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do anything and you can't misinterpret it.
Mm.
And these are things people don't touch on. But it's profound and very dangerous. Mm. It's a revelation that will, do you understand? Because it's mentioned there.
Yes.
And people like, and John was seeing the revelation. Revelation means something that will be revealed. That is what they said the book of Revelation is. Things that are, things that have passed. Mm-hmm. Things that are and things that will be.
Yes.
So some of the things it will be. So if somebody says, I had a vision and I was seeing the throne of judgment and Jesus was seated to judge, that means the person's spirit has been taken to the future to witness what will be happening. It doesn't mean that the 24 elders are actually sitting right now. Because the Bible talks about, even some of them, the Bible talked about the fact that they will wake up in the last days before they can go sit upon their thrones. Now remember, it is in the last days that Daniel said that, and thrones were set.
Yes.
So thrones are set from the last day, the beginning of it, when the Bible says that when people begin to come, then thrones are set. Mm. So this one comes and establishes the throne, and then he will do the work of the agenda of Christ upon the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he will go and wait for him to sit. But thrones are set on the earth realm.
On the earth realm.
Before the final throne of the Lord.
Mm.
So all of them he mentioned in the book of Revelation will pass through the earth to work.
Okay.
Each of them, when they come, that means their thrones are set.
Mm.
Thrones are set. It doesn't mean you are sitting on it.
Okay.
So like the 12 apostles, where he says they will wake up to sit upon the 12 thrones. One of them did not make it.
Yes.
But one was replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he said they will wake up, you know, at the last day, to come and sit upon their thrones. But their thrones were set.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, currently, if the Lord want to give you a representation, you see that the thrones are there, but no one is sitting on them.
To occupy them yet, okay.
But he can give you a revelation into the future to see that they are sitting on them.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean in the current state.
Mm.
That's what it means.
Okay.
So somebody says, I'm worshiping. I'm before the throne of God. Jesus is seated. I see the 24th throne. It is either he took you to your path, to the future.
Future.
But it's not a current situation because it has been fixed in prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the prophecy of the last day when the Bible says that, and when we see him, we shall be like him.
Yes.
It is a prophecy.
Mm.
He said, mortality will be swallowed up by immortality.
Yes, sir.
When we see him, we shall be like him. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world.
In this world.
You see, that means we are supposed to develop the image of Christ Jesus and the function of Christ Jesus. Many a times we have thought about the image of Christ Jesus, and that is talking about how to develop the character of Christ Jesus. But the charisma of Christ Jesus, usually we don't talk about it, because that is what controls the glory of Christ Jesus upon the earth, the spirit of glory. So if somebody, and you are eternal in nature, and you are eternal in functioning, and so if you are functioning, you should function in such a way that will bring eternal excellence.
Mm.
And that is why when a Christian begins to be on the street to quarrel and fight, it means he's not bringing the excellency of Christ Jesus to bear upon the earth.
Yes,
and he's corrupting Christ. He's disgracing Jesus. Why? Because you're expected to function like Christ Jesus.
Function like him.
Do you understand the point?
Sure.
So that is what it is, Apostle.
Mm.
And I pray that people understand it. And then, you know, so this part of the scripture is so important that people must understand.
In these last days,
for that day will never come, will not come, unless
the falling away comes
first. Number one, the falling away comes first.
And the man of sin is revealed.
And the man of sin is revealed.
Something extraordinary is eventuating.
After the man of sin is revealed, that's when the day of the Lord will come.
A wonder, a stupendous spectacle.
The one who is restraining the Antichrist is restraining the Antichrist so that the Antichrist will not be revealed before his day.
Yes.
But he will be revealed exactly on his time.
Yes, sir.
And the restrainer is a he.
never before witnessed. Watch the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche this and every Saturday at 7 a.m. on Metro TV. For more information, visit www.johnanocheministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.